Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. As I mentioned, it's the first round of the NFL draft. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colin, he's around. He's in a better-than-usual mood, which is great. We'll try to sour that in short order.
It won't take long.
Yeah. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Great. Just getting ready for... staying up watching people get picked tonight.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Be interesting to see. I heard them talking on the Country Channel on Y108, right?
Yeah.
They're doing their morning show. Stoney was talking, and he was talking about naps,
mm-hmm.
which today they're supposed to be a little sprinkle at times, so it would line up to be a great nap day.
Yes.
Now, I'm not somebody who ever naps. I don't. I might mm-hmm. doze off for 3 minutes on the chair waiting for the kids to get home from school. But I've found that naps for me are counterproductive. They
okay.
throw me backwards. But the question that he posed, and this was as I was walking through the studio hallway here, that he was posing to his listener, I guess, at least that they were discussing, was Cowboy Kurt. And Cowboy Kurt chimed in on this. And Kristen, right?
Yeah.
That's her name. Kristen, mm-hmm. I believe. They chimed in on this. They were saying, if you take a nap, do you essentially get caught up on sleep? Like, it was this.
I think it depends how long the nap is.
I was not ready for this morning. Like, and I stopped and thought about it for a minute. They're like deep thinkers or something. Why wouldn't I? Like, do you get caught up on your sleep? And I don't know if there's a bank that you're trying to find to put it back on full, like a gas tank.
See, I've read probably too much about this, but you've got to get the REM sleep. You get the deep sleep. That's how you get caught up on your sleep. Like just a 20-minute nap,
right?
That'll make you feel a little bit better, sure. But that's not going to catch you up on your sleep. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
For that, you need like a solid producer Matt, go home, get under the covers, hour and a half, 2 hour nap.
Like it's close the blinds, it's dark
yes.
out, sleep, like a real sleep.
Sleep.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. I don't go down that world. I'm not in that world. I stay up. I fight through it, and when I get to bed, I get to bed. Like, if it's 5 hours, if it's
mm-hmm.
6 hours, whatever it is, I hit the pillow, and I'm out, and I'm good until I'm out. Like, I'm done. Or until I wake up, excuse me. I'm done. I'm finished.
Yeah. I usually, 99% of the time, have no problem falling asleep. Like I mean that at any point in the day,
right?
Like I could just close my and I think this is like becoming an older dude thing. You could just close your eyes for 30 seconds and just you're asleep, and then boom, you're awake again.
Yeah, good
like,
call.
Obviously not behind the wheel.
It's no,
inadvisable. But anywhere else, I'll just close my eyes. Yeah. Okay. Had my 10 seconds. I'm awake again. I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Interesting conversation they were having. So. That's what I got on my plate today is thinking about that. But I have another thing. I'm going to go to, because this is weird, but on Saturday or Sunday, mainly Sundays,
mm-hmm.
My wife and I sit and we make out the menu for the week, what we're going to have every day of the week.
Okay.
And so we shop on Saturday or Sunday. We either get groceries delivered is like the new thing.
Okay.
Or I'll go out and shop. I do like to go shop because I like to pick my like cut of meat or fish or whatever. I like to look at it and say, I want that one and that one. So anyway, today, for some reason, my kids, and they have a little bit of input on this. They want deli sandwiches. And we decide, all right, yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. It's fine. So I'm going to go to the deli today, right? And I love going to the deli counter.
Yep.
And there's a difference between like the old school deli counter and like the new... kind of the new supermarket deli counter. There's a different attention to detail I found. So if let's say that you say you want a pound of ham.
Right.
Okay. And the guy goes, and a guy or lady, whoever's the meat cutter, is putting up the ham. and it's like 0.98.
Okay.
Do you haggle and are like, hey, pal, I want a pound?
No, I'm like, hey, it's good.
It depends. See, for me, it depends on how the attitude I'm met with.
That's fair.
If I'm met with, this is the dynamic.
If you feel resistance?
Yes, yes. If I feel like, if somebody says, is this okay? Then I'll say, oh yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
If somebody does 0.98,
and then immediately goes to reach into to put it into the bag?
I'll say, I asked for a pound, sir. Yeah, it's all in how I'm met with it as the consumer. I swear. Somebody could do 0.9. One time a guy tried to give me 0.93.
Well, that's
0.93 and walk away from it, start the bag, and I go, hey. No, and I was nice. I'm cordial. I'm always cordial to
you got to get to 9.7 at least. Well, as someone who worked in a deli in high school.
Okay.
You got to get to the 9.7. At least. At the very least. Come on, 9.93.
He did 9.3 and he started to like, he grabbed the bag. And I go.
He didn't even give you a look or
no,
like a.
No. Now, if you're nice enough and you do 9.5 and you say, hey, is this good? Yeah, then
yeah,
bag
sure,
it.
Sure.
We're good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all in how you address me with that. And that's not, I'm not trying to be like tough about it. I'm just saying. Customer service goes a long way.
Part of it, too, is how long I've had to sit and wait at said deli. Like, there's a little grocery store right by our house.
Right.
Not one of the big ones. And there's always, like, one lonely person working behind the deli counter. And if that person gets jammed up and there's three or four people waiting for stuff, I'm not going to haggle with you. Just throw some meat on the thing, and if it's close to it, whatever I asked for, then just take it and put it in the bag. Yes, I'm on my way. I've been standing here for 10 minutes. There's three other people behind me. Let's keep the thing moving. Let's go.
Yes. And that guy does cut meat. That's what he does. Jim heard something he's interested in because he came flying in here.
Yeah, I got to get
in
on
this. Did you hear what my theory is here?
About
the deli,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, I know how you say they put it out when it's just under.
No, if somebody is just under, say I ask for a pound
sure,
and it's
yeah.
0.97,
I heard that, yeah.
And if somebody says, is this good?
Oh, yeah.
I'll say, that's fine. If somebody does 0.97, could be the same amount of measurement, and they just walk away from it and start to bag it, I'll say, oh, excuse me, I had to ask for a pound. It's all in how I'm addressed.
Okay, the thing is, see, I have never encountered somebody that came in under. Because what they should do is they should always go a little bit over.
Little thumb on the scale action.
Sell more, right?
Gotcha.
Right? You ask for a pound, it's like, oh, it's like 1.05. Is that okay? You know, so, you know, if they go way over.
Right.
But that should be the marketing strategy to put more on.
You're a moron.
No, to put more meat on. Right? Because you sell
meat.
More of it.
Right. Right. I may go see Mr. Labriola. It depends on how much time I have today. I may go see Mr. Labriola up in Wexford. If not, I'll see our friend Joel Wagner.
See, because at Wagner, I always tell the guy, oh, Joel's going to give you a bonus because you went over. Like, he asked for three quarters of a pound of roast beef.
Right.
And then it comes in at 0.8.
Right.
So it's a little more. And okay. That's, so they sell
But you're
more
still
of it.
Paying
but,
for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Back to the original. You've never encountered someone at a deli counter who tried to give you 0.97 pounds of whatever you order.
I have never, you know what? I don't believe I've ever encountered a situation where whether it was over, under, or right on the nose, where they didn't say, is this okay?
Who's
okay.
our favorite deli worker, by the way, Producer Matt?
Huh? Pittsburgh's the best place
there we
to
go.
Live. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, that's what Barry Pinger does.
Damn,
you know
right.
that?
Does he really?
Oh, yeah, he did for
I
years. I don't know if he still does. Yeah, he did. He cut meat at the Giant Eagle. Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yes, that's our guy. Anyway, no, so that's what I got on my plate today is going to the deli. I love going to the deli. It's one of my favorite things.
Do you always get a slice of whatever you just bought out of the bag? And
no, if I'm with my kids, I'll ask for a slice of cheese.
See, I don't care if it's salami, roast beef, American cheese, whatever. I got to pull a slice out of the bag and pop it in my mouth right there while I'm still in the store.
There is a dynamic with, like, sensing attitude from the person cutting the meat, though. It goes a long way in how the person who is the meat cutter, the deli person, is treating you.
Yes.
You know, really. And the other thing, too, that where they get real jammed up is if it's like a meat that they got to get from the back and they got to open and they got to slice it. Like, if it's
that
jams their whole day up.
It ruins your day.
I bet
you don't want to get, like, the butt end of a whatever,
right.
Like roast beef. You know, the it's funny you should mention that sampling thing in Florida.
Okay.
Like we went to when we were down there for for spring training.
Uh-huh.
And then Linda and I went to a Publix and they would give you like you'd say I'd like whatever some kind of ham whatever.
Right. And they give you a slice.
You a little tiny slice of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You could actually kind of eat lunch if you got enough stuff. Because they gave you like a slice of roast beef, and then we got some turkey and a slice of turkey. And then
coming from the same man who once told me, and I believe this may have been a discussion on the pre-show, about the opportune times to go to Costco and or Sam's Club.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can eat lunch on Saturday.
Get a free meal out of it.
Yeah,
which is the most incredible freeloader move ever. Really. There are people that are just barbarians in that damn place. I love Costco.
Oh, on sample day?
All the time at Costco.
It's a madhouse. Just a madhouse.
But there are people that just leave, that just don't subscribe to social norms. I mean, it is. They just push little kids out of the way.
Yes.
Oh, for one half of a freaking chicken nugget.
A little corner of a burrito.
Corn dog. Yeah. Right. Get out of here.
I haven't been there in a while, but I know exactly what you mean. Just because where we live, it's not cost effective to go there because we don't
Jim
buy.
Jim bitches about
enough.
The turnpike. Here
no,
comes.
I'm,
here
I'm
comes.
Just telling you that.
Tell me the turnpike toll.
It's you probably, were, what, to go back and forth
you were
going to
gonna factor that in, weren't you?
Sure.
Right?
No, you factor in the gas, the turnpike. It's at like $6.
It's not cost effective
so
to go to Costco.
It's
look,
not.
I would happily.
Go 910.
No, hang on. If you.
Not cost.
If you have a big family and you buy a lot of stuff, and even you guys with two kids apiece. You buy a lot of stuff. We don't buy a lot of stuff anymore.
Well, why don't you could go and you could buy like toilet paper and then you don't have to buy it as often.
It's still not cost effective. We figured it out.
Let me tell you,
and
someone
Sam's
who drives
Club, Sam's Club the other way near Mills Mall.
Right.
Kind of the same deal, but there's no turnpike.
I don't go to Mills Mall. That's like going to Chernobyl.
Let me tell you.
I don't.
As someone who drives 51 on a daily basis, I would happily pay a couple dollars to get from one spot to another more quickly.
That's a good point.
We
figured it out once, actually.
It would be cost effective for your green teas.
He's got you there.
Mm-mm.
You get a whole case? No?
No. No. It's not. And even if you get, you know, Coke or Pepsi or whatever else, it's not, you don't
they
save
have the
that
best
money.
Prices on, like, TVs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's where I got to get a TV. My kids broke the TV downstairs. This was a couple months ago.
Oh.
I just haven't got it fixed because we've been outside and stuff.
You're right, though. You can go to one of those places, get, like, an 85-inch TV for, like, $150. Bucks.
It's unbelievable. It pays for itself. The membership does if you buy one electronic thing. Or, like, you know what else? If you have, like, a room where it's not, like, your best room, like, your best – if you have, like, a – another, like, downstairs room where the
kids,
like, a sofa set or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or
how
about, like, a carpet to put over?
Yes,
like a rug,
yes. That kind of stuff. But the only thing is, they do take debit cards and stuff now. Also, you got to, like, haul it out of there. You know?
That's the best part.
You know, it's, like, yours to take right then. But anyway. So.
Pittsburgh's the best place to live. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.